There are dark corridors, rich spiderweb beneath old places in the world. You can find a door in an alleyway. You can find a door inside your head. But you'll end up wandering them at some point or another. Almost everyone does. And most people just keep walking. Something on the back of your neck. Something in the back of your mind. Saying, hey, let's get through this and get back to our beds. Let's get through this and get back on our route to work, to school, home. Let's get out of here. But if you have some temptations, some small corruptive elements that have crept in, you may be someone for whom the weight of desire and curiosity leads you to look aside from those corridors where the walls are sometimes stone, sometimes heat and pulsation, sometimes chill, to look aside and see one of the doors, one of the cells, and to reach out a tentative hand. None of them are ever locked. The only thing keeping people out is that sense of preservation, that sense of protection from what's within. But honestly, 99% of them are completely safe in that. If you were writing the story from the first person, you would definitely be able to keep telling your story after you went inside and left. And the other universal truth is, even in the 0.1% that aren't completely safe, where you wouldn't be able to tell your story after, you will always leave the cell again. Something looking like you, with a rough temporal continuance of memory, at least enough to fool the auditors and entities of that place, that sealed corridor which, by its very rules, must be accessible by all persons, but into whose chambers and prison cells very few people would ever walk. Enough to fool the limits and rules of that place in the 0.1% of times you walk into what I think anyone would say is the wrong chamber. But 99.9% of the time, you'll walk out again, able to tell the tale. What you'll tell, well, we're gonna find out. Standing at the entrance of that corridor, that long, dark corridor, most frequently visited in dream, but you could just as easily have stumbled through a door in a back alley, been led there, curious, by whispers, by sighs, by moans, by screams. But the other constant is when you enter, you're the only person there. There's enough time for everyone to visit and be able to visit, and yet only one human and real person, other than the inmates, perhaps, of some of the cells. Only one real person is there at a time, and it's you. And you have time to meander along, looking from one cell to the next. You could just walk through this corridor. You have the ability to perceive. The cloying, perception-dulling effects are less when you're lucid dreaming or when you have a purpose, and it's possible to just proceed through. Maybe the hairs in the back of your neck, maybe something in your head says, let's not open any of these. But maybe, just maybe, you need to open one. And if you really have to, there's nothing that could stop you. You're the only one there. None of them are locked. And the choice is always your own. One of the doors in that long, dark chamber is silvery, reflective. You can see yourself in it. And you see yourself reaching out your hand, opening it, then walking inside. You shut the door behind you. All the cells just tend to make you do that. But the doors literally can't lock, so you can walk out any time. Inside, on the opposite wall, is a full wall mirror. It's pretty similar to one you might see in a dance studio. Full wall, reflective. But the very corners of it are frosted a little, the way mirrors get when it's cold. You see yourself reflected in it. And you walk closer. You stare. You notice there must be something off because you feel a little strange looking at your reflection. looking at your own reflection. That's when you realize, in the mirror, reflected opposite you, your body is completely and totally nude. You run your hands over yourself to confirm, of course, that your clothing is still nope, you're nude. Naked. Bare. Your body exposed. And in that reflected surface, you notice that the iced frosted over effect at the corners is actually weaving its way inward, so that the whole mirror is starting to ice over a little. You look behind you. The door out is closed, but you know they're not locked. Somehow you know. You could leave any time, but something about the mirror is a little captivating. You turn back to it. That frosted effect has now covered your reflection as well. You still feel quite warm in the room, so it's peculiar. You lean closer to get a good look. You don't reach out and run your fingers over the mirror or anything, but there are little spots where you can see through the frost if you lean closely. It's a lot more like peering into another room than it is just looking in a mirror. Because on the other side, your reflection moves slowly. Maybe something to do with the thickness of the glass, or whatever mechanic is making it frost over. You peer through one of the little gaps, and you see yourself looking back at you. Same expression, but just behind, a woman. You turn, but there's no one in the room, and indeed only one person can be in a room at a time. So you turn back and keep glimpsing through the frost. A woman with dark skin, long fingers. She rests a hand on your shoulder, companionably, conspiratorially. And you feel it. You feel the weight of it there. You turn. No, nothing behind you. Back to the mirror. And now the frost is clearing, revealing you nude, and she as well. Her breasts are massive. It's hard to see anything below the waist in the mirror because the frost clears so slow, and also because she's cradling against the back of you, scooping her arms over your shoulders like she wants a piggyback or just to rub herself on you. You feel her breasts. Pliable, soft, big, pointy nipples. Her dark hair falls down to her shoulders, but the tips of each strand are translucent, silvery, even though the rest is black. Her eyes are dark, too. She has an impish expression. When she smiles, you see fangs, but she's kind of just enjoying herself rocking back and forth, rubbing her breasts on your back. Your nude back. Indeed, she's rubbing her whole body against you. And now she's sliding her fingers over your chest. As she rubs her breasts on your back, she runs her fingers down, down. Her hands slide down, exploring your muscles. Down between your legs, rubbing on your cock right away. And the way that she touches it, smiling over your shoulder at you in the mirror, her body now behind you and her hands reaching around your waist. The way she touches you is almost reverent. The expression on her face has gone from mischievous and teasing to completely captivated. She's biting her lip, just barely trying to hold back, as she jerks you. One hand jerking your cock, the other rubbing, massaging your balls. And though there's nothing you can see on your side, you can feel every sensation. And you can hear little encouraging whispers as her lips do start to move in the mirror. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, get hard for me. Get hard. There's this desperate, heated hunger in the way she speaks. There's an ache for you, a yearning for you. And she starts jerking you off to get you as hard as possible. The strange formlessness of where the sensation's coming from does make it more arousing. And she's watching you in the mirror, wrapped with attention, fingers wrapped around your length. One hand just rubbing your balls, massaging behind them, rubbing the perineum between your ass and your balls, just underneath. Massaging. The other hand jerking your cock faster than slower, varying the tempo. She loves it. She's staring at it. She leans to one side so you can see her breasts bounce, and also so you can see her leaning around and looking at it. Instead of just looking at it in the mirror, you see how she's peeking around the side of your body. She's inhaling deeply, trying to scent and detect your cock in every way she can. Her tongue's extending, but she doesn't reach out to lick. She instead just jerks and stares, jerks and stares. She's fallen to her knees, behind you, around your knees, staring at your cock, hands upon it. You look down and just see your cock jerking, throbbing, moving, touched by some phantom imposition, as she in the mirror is clearly visible, so you focus your attention there, so you can see every detail of her muscles, so you can see her breasts bouncing. There's still frost in a few places. It is hard to see every bit, but you see enough. Enough to turn you on. Enough to make that hardness easier, even without her considerable efforts to keep and make you so. The moment your pre-cum comes out seems to be too much for her. She leans around your body, drops to her knees in front of you, so in the mirror you can see her ass reflected, her back smooth with the dark hair cascading down it. But between your legs you feel her mouth. Even though you can't see it in the mirror, you feel her lips wrapping around your cock, taking it from the head, pushing down, deep-throating it easily, until her drool starts running over your balls. And you can tell that inside, hot, clinging, she's licking up every drop of pre-cum, every bit of you that leaks out is going to her mouth and she's savoring it. You watch as her body tenses up, squeezing, as she seems to be experiencing some vast pleasure that's making her ass taut, tight. She's clenching. Her feet, her toes are curling. In the kneeling position she's in, her mouth is wrapped around and her head is bobbing. Her cheeks are sucked in. You can tell when she turns a little to the side in profile in order to pull your cock to one side and make the part at the base spark with pleasure. And she goes the other way, sliding to and fro, her tongue rolling up and around the underside of you, curling and then brushing the sides, swirling over the top. And with a wet, obscene, smacking, sucking, she pulls her head away. Her lips are still around your shaft, just under the head, just another inch along from the head, so that you're lodged in the back of her mouth, on her tongue, the tip of you bouncing, bouncing. Perfect to leak your pre-cum in a place where she can taste every droplet, where she can drink it down, and the slurping, swallowing sound she makes tells you she's loving it. As does the muscular movement and tautness throughout all of her. She's tight, hot. You see her head roll back a little bit. She pulls off until your cock pops free, and she's looking up rapturously at it. You can see in the mirror, your eyes fixed on the mirror, this arousing show. She's resting your cock on top of her face, so the tip is between her eyes. Her nose is pressed to the underside. She's just inhaling, extending her tongue, licking down to the base, slurping up her own saliva and the very few drags of pre-cum that have escaped to dribble down your balls. One of her hands is behind your balls, massaging there. The other is now jerking the cock slick with her saliva, glistening, shining, her eyes locked on it, having to cross to see it. And she does cross her eyes to look at it as best as she can, but still resting it on her face like she's just forgotten what was going on, staring at it. She's inhaling deeply, her face rubbing against your cock, her tongue extending, her eyes locked on target. And then she pulls back just a little, brings her full lips up to the tip, looks up at you. You can't see her by looking down, but you can see her upturned face in the mirror, and you know from the way that her toes curl tight, her legs splay a little wider. You can't see her pussy or anything, but you can see her ass jiggling as she spreads. She's humping the air. And even though your viewpoint is limited by the fact that her back is toward the mirror, you know she must be getting off. There's no juices pooling below. She's probably clamping, clenching, almost orgasming. It's wonderful just to watch her body respond to the presence of you. And rather than wait for her to slurp those lips down your cock, you thrust your hips forward, fucking into her mouth. There's a pleasure that spreads. It's different from when she was doing it. When you're doing it, you reach down and, using the mirror as your guide, manage to grip her hair, manage to bring your hands in and grab her head. And then you fuck her eager, willing, wet, wanton mouth deeply. Your thrusting incenses her, and her lower body goes wild, humping at the air. You see in the mirror that her hands are no longer gripping you, sliding down your legs, instead darting between hers, and she's grinding friction onto them, her ass clenching, swaying. She moves her hips every way, hungering, and the more you fuck her mouth, the more sweat stands up on her back, the more she just grinds and humps wildly, animalistically in the air. You feel a pleasure that previously was denied. Yeah, it took a second to realize it, but this is better and better. It's like her lips are just binding with the base of your cock. You keep your dick as deep in her mouth as you can, down her throat, and it just stays there. She's completely comfortable. You can hear her breathing in through her nose, no doubt still enjoying the scent, the taste of your cock taking her over, her hair flying wildly as you grab her head and just thrust deep inside, breathing with the back of her throat, waiting to squirt your seed into her. And she's sucking. She's eager. She wants it. Her breasts are bouncing because she's swaying every bit of her body, responding to the presence of your cock and the pleasure that builds and flies up through you, the pleasure that fills your head. Is coming from your cock, from her mouth, from her tongue, from her eager sucking, from the seal inside, but also the base of your cock. She's sucking and sucking. It's like your balls are squeezing up against her lower lip, like she's being massaged internally and you're being massaged by the desire, the need. You are becoming very invested in how good she seems to feel from just sucking you off harder, hotter. The pleasure in your cock is sublime. It's rising. You're going to come. You know you're going to come. You feel like your balls, like your entire cock, are being involved in the feelings inside of her mouth. Like they're spreading out to more of your body than just the part she's sucking. Sucking deeply, hotly, tongue rolling wild as she swallows around the tip of your cock that's buried in the back of her throat, swallowing, swallowing, milking, working over you, clearly also still enjoying and in love with your cum, your pre-cum. You're gonna come, gonna squirt. Your balls are tight and hot and ready to squirt in her. You're going to come in her mouth, down her throat. You know she's gonna swallow it. You grab the back of her head and pull her against you. You feel her tense up and squeeze. You feel her tense, tight, hot, swallowing, swallowing. Your cock's coming, coming. A heat that goes right up your spine comes from your cock, and it spreads more sublimely than any before. It's moving through your entire body, shaking and shivering away your thoughts, your sensations, everything except your cock in her mouth, your cock being sucked on. It feels like it's just floating away, the pleasure floating away above your body, then raining back down. You can barely feel your balls, your length, just the pleasure, pure platonic pleasure that comes from whatever she's doing with her mouth, because she started doing something different the moment that you came, the moment your hot cum squirted all over the roof of her mouth and dripped down on her tongue. You feel it around your cock. You feel her sucking, sucking. She's pulling her head back a little, but strangely, it still feels like your whole cock is buried in her mouth, right to the back of her throat. Coming, coming, hot, you're still coming. She's still sucking. Even though she's moved away from your body, her suction is still mapping over onto you. You're looking in the mirror, you see it, you feel it. You run your hands down, wanting to grab her head, pull her back on, wanting to jerk your cock and feel it all again. And as you slide your hands between your legs, still coming, still hot, still coming. There's nothing there. It's just a blank expanse. Still coming. Still coming. You look and see that your cock is indeed still lodged in her mouth. But between your legs, in the mirror, you see a blank expanse. She's sucking, sucking, still hot. And you see her stand and slip something long and thick and fleshy out of her mouth. Slide it down her body to the bare space between her legs where there's nothing at all but a blank expanse. You're still coming because she's jerking you off as she maneuvers your cock, your balls, and they just click into place. And she's jerking, and you feel it, jerking her cock, but clearly she feels it, you feel it. Between your legs, you rub and scrabble fruitlessly where your cock was, reaching out toward her, but you're still coming, you're still hot, you're still weak at the knees. You fall to your knees watching as she jerks and strokes and works your cock in the mirror. In the mirror, you look and see her jerking, stroking, working it off, and you feel it, you feel it, you feel the heat. And between your legs, there's just a blank expanse. No matter what you might do to quell your frustration, no matter what you might do to try and get off, she's holding your cock It's drooling. It's becoming flaccid. It's letting out little streams of the cum from the balls that used to be yours. You look in the mirror as she stands. Huge breasts, a place where you know there was no pussy before. She was just grinding in empty air. There was no cock before. There was nothing between her legs until she sucked and sucked, and you came hard in her mouth. And she sucked it right away and put it on her, still slathered with her saliva, swaying in the mirror. You look at your own cock on her body, but it seems to fit right in. And she doesn't seem able to tear her eyes away from it. She's looking down, not at you, but at her cock, your cock, jerking, stroking, working her hands over the balls. She's taken and is using it for her pleasure. As you watch, she turns and walks away into the frosted space behind the mirror. Still jerking, still stroking, still hot, and since you just came, it's way too sensitive, and you feel it. No matter how far away she gets in there, you feel it, just like you were jerking your own. She works it over. She doesn't seem constrained by the oversensitivity that's assailing your senses and keeping you on your knees. But eventually that world will fade, and your hands will slide down between your legs. And you already know what you're going to find.